Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Is there an echo? Because I hear a little bit of echo.
There's a big echo on both of us. You, there you go, Chase. You got it. Good job, man. That's thinking on the fly.
Look. There we go. There we go.
Yep. No, we knew it was your fault. Don't worry about it.
Where do we start today?
Not today, Chase. Let's enjoy it. Let's have a good time.
Where do we start today, Steve?
Where do you want to start? I don't know. There's so much.
Can we start with our beautiful view?
Yes.
From Jim Patterson Stadium?
Yes.
It's,
we do.
Oh, my God. This stadium is so nice.
That's exactly where we start, man. Look, I've got a view right now. First off, because as much as I'll talk about, we can talk about Kentucky, and I want to do that, and we are going to have a good time doing that. But I don't want to look over the fact of how good things are going here. We joke, me and Lieberman joke around, we call it the summer of Diener, or the spring of Diener. Well, we're having the spring of Louisville right now, too. Because, and for us to be able to sit here, if I look a little bit to the left, I see the skyline of Louisville, right? Not that it's the best skyline in the world, but it's a skyline, okay? It's over there in the corner, just a little bit, a little building right there. So I look to the right.
That's old Louisville.
I see some appreciation, Steve. No, I am. I'm appreciating everything. I look to my right. I see Jeff Brom's palace, his kingdom over here, and LNN Federal Credit Union Stadium. And then right in front of me, I'm looking at one of the most beautiful baseball facilities you could have.
Why did you skip over the bridge? Doesn't that the bridge?
Yeah, the bridge is cool. the playground's cool.
You can see the clock tower, the campus clock tower.
Yeah, no, it's all great. This is perfect. There's a crane, which I love cranes. That means we're moving. Something's being built. As long as they don't fall over like that one in, was it California? Did you see that this weekend?
No.
Crane fell on a car. Yeah, killed the guy. It was terrible.
Thanks for that, Steve.
Yeah, terrible story.
Yeah, we're in the middle of appreciation of Jim Patterson Stadium.
Well, you know what? I have a jackass friend that sent me a message this week that said, if I've got to see this, so do you. So so I'm telling you a couple things, too. These days are the ones where Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage love to say, hang on. And here's the thing. We're doing this with our view. But Louisville fans need to do that with the program right now.
Ooh.
Take a moment today. Take a moment today,
yes,
and say, things are finally stabilized the University of Louisville.
Let me ask you, is this a sigh moment or is this a, is this the beginning of the car chant?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, I feel like this, like, I think when we got that Arkansas news, I think that was the sigh of relief moment, Steve.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
I think now that one person is standing up going.
The one guy.
Yeah, you know, the one guy that gets up and gets started. And you know how this, it's the cringe moment where you get to gauge how much your fan base is into it.
How much are people into it? Because, yeah. You know, some people are like, yeah, cards.
Yeah, you listen, he gets
I got this jackass out here, can't catch the ball in the post. I'm not happy.
Yeah, so you get about two claps in, and you say, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is he on his own? And then you see some people that try to get in, but this is like – this is the moment where you get the good crowd. You say, okay.
Yes.
Everybody's into it. I'm going to do my part to help them out.
Yes. No, absolutely, man. So,
could you rob a home run, Steve, on that wall?
Absolutely. Not anymore. I would be like that one guy that tried to run up the wall and broke his leg. That would be me.
You'd go do a Jose, yep. Look, Jose Canseco and run
yep.
through it.
Yep, that would absolutely be me. So, yeah. No, listen, it's by the way, it is official. We do have Kentucky has officially hired Mark Pope. So that is official. And okay, let's go ahead and get there. Let's go ahead and get there really quick. It's can he be a fine coach? Sure. Absolutely. Has he won a tournament game? No. I mean, has he only been to two tournaments? Yes. Has he ever won a conference tournament championship? No. Does he have even a quarter of the accolades that Pat Kelsey has? No. Does Pat Kelsey have a better winning percentage? Yes. Has Pat Kelsey won tournament championships? Yes. Does Pat Kelsey have five more tournament appearances than he does? Sure. But who cares about all that? It's not that Mark Pope, he seems like a good dude, man. You know, I mean, that's from a little before you, that was in the same era. I mean, listen.
There's nothing that I've not liked about Mark Pope every time I saw his name brought up. I saw him coach a team.
I've enjoyed BYU ball. Like, if he wasn't a
– I bet you do, Steve.
Yeah, no, yeah, just white dudes just shooting threes, man. Be the perfect Kentucky coach. They're going to love it. Just it's – here's the thing. It's not about so much him. Is it an underwhelming hire? Yeah, it definitely is. But it's about you – you really
– Steve.
Yeah.
Is it an underwhelming hire? Yes. No. Don't let that off the hook, Steve. Is it an underwhelming hire after the names in this echo chamber have been Jay Wright, Billy Donovan, Dan Hurley, Scott Drew, Nate Oates.
They were praying for Rick Pitino yesterday on the on Twitter. In prayer.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry. Calipari returning. You know, y'all are going to be like, he gave you a – how funny was that, Steve, when it was like, yeah. he tried to make a counter. He asked if he wanted a counter offer. And Mitch said, get out of my office.
Get out of here. I'm a Hall of Famer.
Hey, he said – oh, you wait a minute. You don't want to counter Arkansas at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, see ya. Yeah, see ya.
I gave you a chance to counter offer just to be polite.
No, absolutely. And here's the thing. If you're going to run and this is where it comes down to. If you're going to run a Hall of Fame coach out of town, You cannot get to Mark Pope. And listen, and here's the thing. Mark Pope will be fine. He's going to do
– Pope slander.
No, listen. And Mark Pope's going to – listen, he's going to get up there and do the press conference. He's a Wildcat through and through.
It better be good.
I mean, listen, he's a Wildcat through and through. I mean, Kenny Payne was a Card through and through. I think he still is. And Mark Pope is a Wildcat through. You'll listen. Like, hush up, Kentucky fans. Y'all, give my tickets away. You know, like, no, you're not, dude. Look, he's going to get up there. You're going to be like, yeah, that's one of us. You know, but we're over here going, okay, it's college basketball again now, boys. It's college basketball again.
Is that the best part about all this?
Yeah. Yes.
Because it didn't matter. I got to be honest. Well, of course it mattered. But, there was only going to be...
Mitch got to be fired today or I'll never step foot in that place again. Okay. All right. Then you'll see a video of Mark Pope taking his shirt off and you're going to be like, listen, it's fine. We've went through this a little bit ourselves. Even though Pat Kelsey actually has substance to get excited about. But,
I mean, from Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
Yeah.
To here.
God, Marcus, I'm so glad he's not there.
I could not have asked for a better rivalry transition than watching Calipari. Stay in conference, Steve. Stay in conference.
I can't believe they let him go, dude.
Do y'all remember when I was super nervous about Danny Hurley?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. It makes you feel silly now, don't it? Yeah,
like,
why
so
did
silly
I waste time?
We said, how silly is it going to sound that they were talking about Danny Hurley?
Yeah, I know. I know. And it's like, y'all never had a shot.
You never had a shot at Danny Hurley. And once Cal left, it was like, you're going to unpeel layer by layer on how much he brought to this program. You, Steve, I was just going through, like last night, I was just going through how many he can't keep getting away with this moments have you witnessed under Calipari off the court? Off the court.
Off the court?
Not just
oh my gosh.
Not just bringing Devin Booker off the bench when they're struggling offensively or, you know, bringing in, like I said, my big guy Marcus Lee off the bench.
Oh, yeah.
Not having, you know, all-American level point guards just coming off the bench when your main three are in foul trouble. And
yeah.
You know,
no.
No, that's the on the court. Listen, how many...
I could see the life leaving my father-in-law's face at dinner last night when he was like, I'm glad Calipari's gone and stuff. I'm like, yeah, me too. I'm like, you know, they lost the first round this year. I'm like, do you realize next year as a Louisville fan, I was already setting up for the fact you were going to have Boogie Flan, Jaden Quinnett, Sam Tosiro, Carter Knox, Billy Richmond. You're going to bring back Wagner. You're going to bring back Big Z. You had Aaron Bradshaw was going to come back.
Listen, Steve,
you were going to land two transfers. You were going to be the number two team in the country.
You're reeling off names.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm just going to do this.
And God forbid Cal got Nike to get Reed back.
Y'all don't even know who Sam Tosiro is. Okay? He pops up out of nowhere looking like a grown suit. And he's a project. You know, he's like,
yes.
He's a late start.
Yeah,
project.
He looked 40.
He looked like he was from the, I don't know where he's from, but where he's from, it's a bloodline of healthy bodies.
Oh my God. I mean, already going through and looking at some of the highlights, because even as fans, we have to. We say we don't, but we do. You look at some of the highlights of the guys they had coming in next year, and it was like, oh, dear God.
I know.
Oh, dear God.
I know. And I'm looking at the video. Is it?
Mark Pope's not going to bring those guys in.
You went to Canada
to play. They'll be a great passing team.
A tournament, and I'm watching John Calipari. And it's just it looks like a puffy party out here.
Oh gosh! Oh yeah. Can't say that.
He said, "What is that? A hotel?"
Oh no, it's Drake's house.
It's just Drake's house. We're having an official practice in Drake's home court.
Yeah, we're signing a deal with Drake's clothing line. You think that deal's gonna stick now?
You can't keep getting away with it.
Oh God.
I have to look at that. Listen.
So that's where I say you'll have to understand from the rival fan base, us going, I woke up this morning and Mark Pope's the coach now.
Oh, Steve.
That's nice.
Steve, they brought in the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
And this was the Thunder that had.
Oh, Durant.
Yeah. It's like James Harden Thunder.
Yeah.
It's like Harden Westbrook. Durant Thunder.
Yeah.
To get them ready to win a championship.
I know. I know.
God, or just not championship, but you know, like he can't. Do y'all understand? Like it's all the off the court stuff that he brought to. Like you said,
it's a nightmare, dude. We've been living in a nightmare.
They use
for the last 15 years
to unveil what is it?
The Donda stuff. Yeah.
It's like God, just you
or not Donda?
But it's a name like that.
Yeah, it was something.
Matter anymore, does it?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It doesn't because here's the thing. I don't know if Mark Pope will be great. I don't know if he'll stink. But what I do know, you will not watch the same rosters you had to watch for the last 15 years at Kentucky anymore. That won't be the case. I do know that. So that is comforting in itself. So you have to understand, that's why Louisville fans are sitting back today and going, thank God. Like, I can't believe. I can't believe you got to that point. I think Kentucky, I'll be honest with you, I think Louisville fans lost a little respect for the Kentucky brand.
Oh, without question.
Because we always set back, and as much as we hate it, we always set back and go, yeah, but that's still the standard, man.
As soon as the Kentucky fans leave, we have meetings.
Yeah, and it's like, God, why do we have to be rivals with that? That's why we all went into this search, and we went, we celebrated Cal being gone, and we're like, God almighty, they're going to turn around and get Hurley. You know, they're going to do something.
Kentucky took a big – listen, I make this reference a lot. You're getting your shell cracked, right? When I make the reference of getting your shell cracked, that starts off as with the teams that come into the year. They think they're big and bad, and it's like they're still big and bad. But if you crack Kentucky's shell, like I said, when we talked about the St. Peter's, that has like a more of a residual effect. When you get film – when people get film on you losing – you know, and the idea of you losing creeps in. The idea of you getting knocked out first round seems like a more, you know, reasonable idea. You know, getting your shell cracked. Listen. Being under the Calipari thumb to getting your shell cracked and not being able to get, you know, a similar level candidate. I can see the Kentucky Wildcat ego. They're in recovery mode right now.
We just came out of the worst 5-year stretch in program history, and we felt a little ego shot when we missed on two guys, one of them being Scott Drew, who just turned them down, and being Dusty May, who got clutch sported to Michigan. And we felt some type of way.
Yeah, he got Calipari kind of.
Can you imagine coming off of what they're coming off of with the Hall of Fame coach and getting told no, 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 and no? Well, screw it, let's hire Mark Pope. Can you imagine the type of therapy you need as a fan?
Somebody put in the chat last night. It was probably the most wrongest.
Yeah,
it was probably. I couldn't see a statement that's ever been more wrong than all the pressures on PK to win her up.
No. Listen, I've been avoiding saying this, but now I have to because you said that. Pat Kelsey took this job thinking he was going to have to go head to head with a Hall of Fame John Calipari every year. If you think there was a happier man on planet Earth than Pat Kelsey yesterday, Pat Kelsey's like, I would have waxed BYU with Charleston this year. Are you kidding me? Hell, he almost beat Alabama. If Charleston had been in Duquesne's spot, would Charleston have beat BYU? They put 96 on Bama and almost beat Bama. And Bama was a 4 seed. Like, are you kidding me? Pat Kelsey, look, I'll say it for him. I know he would never say it. He's like, that man kicked his feet up and was like, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. We got somebody on the line, I think.
The phone lines are open. 8150-939 is the number. Text line. Don't waste your time.
Yeah. Antonio, welcome in, man. What's going on?
Good morning, fellas. I'm just actually torn, man. I love y'all's show. Y'all's show is on point. But I'm so much enjoying Kentucky's radio right now. They're having a meltdown moment. It's classic right now. It feels like Greg Schiano to Tennessee right now, Mark Pope to Kentucky. Ooh. I tell you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It feels like that, fellas. Mitch Barnhart could be in trouble. I mean, these people are mad because they're the gold standard, and Mark Pope, I'm sorry, that's not a gold standard hire. They're no better than us, and that's what Kentucky fans feeling. And if you don't give them the feeling that they're better than Louisville, they are going to have a problem. So to all my Kentucky fans out there, wow, just like us. And I'll hang up and listen.
appreciate the call.
Listen, I never advocate for that, but if you switch over, just come back.
No, you know that. You like, know that was the next thing I was going to say, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, listen. If you want to laugh at some tears, I get
one
you.
One person at a time. Oh, no. I didn't know what you were saying. We were saying something different.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't know what you're saying.
Boosters that are on the fence.
Yeah.
Fans that are on the fence.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Just come on.
Just admit that you like our coach, our situation.
Listen.
You're ready to root for Louisville basketball?
Josh Hurd should have a list of tweener donors, and Pat Kelsey should be on the phone with every one of them today.
Just hunting.
Yeah. Of course, I think Matt Jones said don't worry about it if they've already got like $4 million coming in or something. Like, yeah, it don't matter. You could have $15 million if you can't recruit. He's gonna throw. Here's $3 million to who is that? I don't know. Some 4-star kid.
You're gonna make some young millionaires.
Montana.
Listen, you're gonna make some unmotivated young millionaires out of nowhere.
Yeah, to be a lot of Eastern Kentucky kids making a piss ton of money. It's awesome. Good for you, man.
Just running them on out there to get waxed.
Yeah,
but they're gonna run a nice program.
Oh yeah. They'll have a nice little team.
Nice, respectful program.
Yeah, nice, respectful program. No trouble. I love it.
I'll tell you what. Want to take a quick break?
Do you want to get one more in here?
If we got one online.
Yeah, yeah. Tori, welcome in 939 DeVille. What's up, man?
Hey, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Steve. Kentucky is the gift that keeps on giving. I think I heard you say something about we should retire KCD, but today they gave it to us again on the coach's side. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, Steve. I mean, they're trying to talk themselves into Mark Pope. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
What is Round Daddy doing right now? I bet Big Streeble's sweating like a pig right now. This is awesome, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. KCD lives forever. That's all I got to say.
Appreciate the call. Listen. Are they trying to talk themselves into it? Do you think most of them are trying to talk themselves?
Oh, they will. They will. I don't think they're there yet. I think they're still in, like, when he does a press conference, I'm 100% with Drew. When he does a press conference, you don't have a choice. I mean, as a fan, at the end of the day, you don't have a choice.
Mm.
What are you going to do? You going to root against him? You going to become a Louisville fan? That's your option. Or you can just say, okay, let's figure it out. Let's root for him. I hope it's good. Listen, the Perry kid from Eastern Kentucky will stay. Who knows, man? Maybe even Jeff Shepard. I mean, him and Mark Pope are great friends. Maybe he'll talk Reed Shepard into, staying, and then you go, okay, now there's some juice, and they'll be fine, and they'll get beat as a 5 seed next year in the first round, and they'll be mad again, and they'll come back and do it again. But at the end of the day, the reason I disagree with the person who said that yesterday is – Pat Kelsey doesn't have to go to Rupp and win that game. But gosh dang it, Mark Pope
that's what I was
has thinking. To win that basketball game in Rupp Arena. Because if Pat Kelsey marches the Louisville Cardinals in there and whoops that tail in Rupp Arena in year one, what's he got, 3 years tops? Two, maybe? Because you better not let Pat Kelsey go in and beat you in Rupp Arena in year one.
That better be a $2 million buyout, Steve. A Louisville loss is probably in the contract that your buyout drops by whatever.
Man.
Whatever your bot is, it's dropped in half every
That's
time.
That's what I'm saying.
Every time you lose to Louisville.
The pressure is 100%. 100% that direction.
Will that also fall at Mitch Barnhart's foot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen. Honestly, most of
the vitriol is there.
I think headed that way. I mean, like when the Kentucky fans I've heard from about that time, they've all kind of said, I kind of hate it for Mark Pope that it's this scenario because he's just not. We love him, but he's just not. It's not his fault, and he doesn't have the resume to be the Kentucky basketball coach. So we hate that he's coming in to so much anger, but Mitch Barnhart's put him there. But again, Mitch Barnhart, Jerry Jones now, man. He would rather have. I jumped on a space with Diener last night and was kind of talking about, listen, you fire Jimmy Johnson to bring in Barry Switzer because you can control Barry Switzer. Well, you probably would have won three more Super Bowls.
He won.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and he won, and there was no transfer portal, so all the Cowboys couldn't leave. So Barry Switzer won the title, and then you say, okay, well, this is my guy. Well, it's like, no, he sucks. Jimmy Johnson would have won two or three more Super Bowls with the Cowboys. We'd be talking about Jimmy Johnson as one of the greatest coaches of all time if he had stayed with the Cowboys. But no, you wanted to control your guy. You wanted to have the guy that would listen to you and do what you say. That's what Mitch Barnhart wants, and that's what he's got.
Is that going to help him, like, bring in more money with a good working relationship, though?
Maybe, but that doesn't matter. Like, I mean, okay, cool, you got a good working relationship. Well, things would be nice. Look, and this is why Calipari said, coaches win games, administrations win championships. And then a day later, Mitch Barnhart hired Mark Pope. And John Calipari looks like the prophet. You know, like, so that called it the whole time. And I mean, what if Mark Pope in Rupp Arena next year, and both could happen, gets beat by Louisville and then a month and a half later gets beat by Arkansas? They're going to be like, oh my God. Like, we're behind both these schools now. I mean, like, it's not like this is horrible for them. Yeah, so I mean, I'm glad it happened.
This stadium is beautiful, y'all.
This is beautiful, man. And we're out here because obviously tonight, this weekend, there's a big series against Virginia, and they're going to. We got a bunch of calls too. I don't know if you want to take.
Yeah,
a break
first. Take calls. Take calls.
Okay, I was saying, let me remind people. Okay, you're fine. But I want to remind people tonight, 6 o'clock. They've got three ACC home weekends left. So we got Clemson coming up, Notre Dame coming up. So you need to get out of here, man. This weekend it's going to be beautiful weather. You want to see an ACC home series and a big one at that. I mean, Coach McDonald was on with us yesterday and talked about, you know, how big this series is.
I apologize if I just kept the conversation going. I didn't give you a chance.
The show yesterday was one of the three worst we've ever done. But it's okay. There's no need to apologize because it's over. And they hired Mark Pope, so we've moved on. A lot's changed in 24 hours. A lot's changed.
I enjoyed talking to Coach.
Execution of the show. Like the stuff in the show was fine. Yeah. But the execution of the show, and the worst thing is, it was one of the three worst we've ever done execution wise, and we can't even blame Nick. And for that, I blame you. So I'm taking zero blame for any of this.
We moved Nick off.
Yeah, heroically drove 150 miles an hour.
I was hoping you
from
didn't do
Jeffersonville
that.
To which
that's
is
the worst stretch you ever.
The worst stretch of police you'll ever find, and made it back. Well, you want to go back to the phone line?
Yep.
Corey, welcome into 93.9. What's going on, man?
What's going on, fellas?
That's it.
Feeling good.
I want to give a shout-out to your first caller, Antonio. I went to high school with him at the Sills.
Okay.
I know he's really enjoying himself right now. And as the only Kentucky fan out of my family, try to give me some advice without laughing at me.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I don't know what to do. My wife's a graduate of Louisville, 7-8 years, 2 or 3 degrees from the university. I just don't know what to do because – I had to remove myself from the family group chat because, as you know, being the only fan, it's been rough for
me.
I appreciate what you guys do. You guys are awesome for the city, and thanks for taking my call. And I'll listen.
Well, first thing would be, Corey, I appreciate the call, too. Corey, as the only Kentucky fan in your family, first thing, I listened to your voice, and I debated on even mentioning this. Is there a chance, if I got you some tickets to some games, you would become a Louisville fan? That's the first thing. As all I'm saying is, if you're on the fence as a fan, this wouldn't be the worst time to maybe just – you enjoy us already. You said you enjoy Steve and Marcus. I mean, so, like, this is a good time to maybe say, you know what? Let me try it. Let me just try it. Like you know, like a – almost like a weed. You know, like, just take a puff of Louisville sports, you know.
I was going to say something like ginger, Steve.
Yeah, no, I was going
to
say
– straight to weed.
Yeah, because it's an entry, you know, just come and take a puff, man. Just come watch a Jeff Brohm spring game with me.
Ginger, just have a little ginger tea. It's going to be a little spicy, you know. And at first, you know.
Yeah.
But then you realize the health benefits and your body starts working better. You're like, you know what? Isn't that bad?
Yeah, that's cool. that's one way to do it. But I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that's an option.
Or you can do it like you did when you were a child. You can hold your nose.
Yeah. And just say, you know what? My other, as a fan to fan, my other thing would be, Corey, just hold your nose and say, you think it's a great hire. And roll with it.
Let's roll.
I've never regretted anything where I supported my coach. You know what I'm saying? Like I've never, if I got laughed at, whatever. The only guy that broke me was Satterfield. He was that big of a numbskull that he literally broke me.
He didn't break
you. No, he broke me as a Louisville fan. I couldn't stand him.
I absolutely couldn't stand him. Until Brohm came out.
No, well, Brohm was always an option. I mean, Brohm was the option. But, no, it was just the whole – if you mentioned Brohm, they were like, you mentioned Brohm. You get a text, well, Satterfield's record compared to what Brohm's record was this. And I'm like, okay, cool. Well, play Purdue then. No? All right, shut up. Go back and play your game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we got anybody on the phone?
Yeah, we do. I think we got they were on the field, Marcus, and won a big game. And one of the coaches was like, hey, did you see that Purdue score today? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you won two games in Cincinnati, and we won 10. Roger, welcome in, man. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Hey, let me tell you what. You said yesterday it was one of the three worst shows. Even a worse show is great to listen to. I appreciate you guys so much.
That's nice. That's very nice. Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Hey, Kentucky fans, they're it's all coming back around to them. I'll tell you what, let me preface this. Back in 86, I was working in Georgetown. You know, it's like 25 miles north of Lexington, kind of like Shepherdsville is to Louisville.
Okay.
And rolling by one evening in our truck, and I can't remember who the guy was, but he was like starting point guard for Kentucky, and he's laid up on the hood and the windshield of this nice shiny black Mercedes. And what I'm getting at is Kentucky was professionals at NIL before it ever came about. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so it's coming back to bite them now. So they kind of get the fans are kind of getting what they deserve finally. So and
yeah.
Mark Pope is a likable guy, but he's not John Calipari. He's not Drew. You know these guys. The fans are going to they're going to get their comeuppance now.
Yeah, listen, I expected to hear that word come up. And I'll tell you what, we will take a commercial break to keep Chase on schedule. 9 through 9 DeVille.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
I put your picture away, sat down and cried the day. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybe Day 150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use at the 93.9 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Do we have Betty Johnson Chad on the line? If so, fire away, Chad.
Guys, this is a great day.
It is.
I want you to let's go back in time. Do you remember time? Seems like it was really long ago when BBN was relevant and a blue blood. Because I don't see what's happening now is maintaining that status. Matter of fact, if anybody was watching ESPN, they had the top five coaching jobs in the NCAA. UK wasn't even in the top five, and that's a nationally syndicated show in First Take. So, rest in peace to BBN's grand status, and Mark Pope, good luck, because it's going to be a rough first year. Go Cards!
Appreciate the call. Listen, Steve, when the story is written, when the Bible, the rival Bible is written,
yeah,
what is going to be the fall of BBN Rome? What's going to be the story of the fall?
Oh, man, that's a good one. I would say, listen, probably us and KCD. I think we drove them insane. Probably, I mean, we made them, like, I feel like the Punisher. Have you ever seen that movie, The Punisher?
I've watched it.
Where, like, you know, he kills the family, John Travolta's character. So yep. The Punisher actually tricks him into killing his own family. And then at the end, he's like, you know, I made you kill your family. I made you kill your best friend. Made you, you know, and now I'm going to kill you. But we drove them so insane with KCD that they ran a Hall of Fame coach out of town coming off a 3-seed season where they got beat by a guy who went absolutely insane. I mean, go back and watch that Oakland game. Like, that guy hit shots that nobody would hit. They were defended fantastic. It was just insane. But you knew.
You can publicly say that now.
Yeah, it was going to drive you so insane to know that Steve Rummage was going to come in the next day making mules and celebrating that you ran that guy out of town. And he's going to go to Arkansas and probably be a top 3 seed next season. And now you're going to get to feel what we felt. Where every year Arkansas is going to have more talent than anybody else. And it's going to be absolutely maddening to go, that's what they've got?
That's what we had.
That's what we had? Yeah. I mean, yeah, no. It drove them insane.
What's that kid's name? Because he's going to be a character in the
Jack Golkey.
Yes.
Yeah. He took down.
Golkey is going to be a Moses level character.
Yeah. He took Rome down. Like you defeated it. Like that you were the nail in the coffin of their program. Well, their program at that standard, at that level.
Yes. Yes. Because what Betty Johnson Chad is saying again. If a ESPN is not afraid, like, Steve, how many years were we talking about a David Scott?
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, and listen, this is not us piling on. This is real life things that we've been talking. Listen,
way back, even before the FBI thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of our earlier, he can't get away with this, these moments, was David Scott was like the program manager of ESPN and also the author of Calipari's autobiography.
Yeah. And he was the one putting the ticker up.
I'm going to say that again, good people. It was something like I said, you can look at it exactly what his bio is, but it was something closely related to program director at ESPN and also the author of John Calipari's autobiography.
He was like the director of content.
Okay, come on. And here's the problem. It's a double-edged sword because it's like not only is he going to boost Calipari, he's going to make sure to suppress or even if it wasn't true.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't true, Steve, if he was just on the up and up and up, right? The trauma of the coverage that Louisville felt like it got, and then knowing somebody like that has their finger on the Louisville button and can just destroy you.
Yeah.
Any moment Cal says, do it. That's traumatic. That is so traumatic to be under that thumb.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, even whether you like Chris Mack or not, I mean, Chris Mack kind of put it out there. They called and got our game switched without us knowing.
Four times.
Yeah, like we had no idea. We thought the game was going to be played here. We planned on it being played. And the game's here at our place.
And we, listen, don't forget, Steve, how that video started. He had to respond in a frame of people are saying, are you scared? Yeah. Are you a chicken?
Yeah.
Because that's what we were saying.
Yeah.
Or that's what we were hearing. Before we knew one thing about what was going on, the narrative was already presented, either leakage, either there were already people put the story out that Max scared you might not even play.
Yeah.
Might not even play the game.
Yeah.
Oh,
funny thing is, a year later, we did fake COVID to get out of the game, so kind of worked. I guess in the end, all things come around.
I mean, when Coach Mack explained,
he played Western and was like, I think we got to test all our players for COVID. And Mack knew, you stick one of those sticks up every one of my players' nose, I guarantee somebody's going to have COVID. Guaranteed. Somebody's going to come back.
I'll still never get over him admitting right at the end that, oh, if you didn't show any symptoms, we didn't test. What do you mean?
Yeah, Calipari.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Like, but again, that's what we keep going back. A coach that's bold enough to do that and double down on it. And
yeah.
Like, and no, and I don't care. And my recruiting classes are going to shut you up every time.
I know.
And my three seeds and my, whatever I'm doing, just my Drake, trips and just everything I do for my team and my Nike deals and all, it's going to shut you up every time. So shut up.
Yeah.
Get out of my face. Yeah. Coach Mack literally said, hey, y'all, we agreed on this date. They said they couldn't do this date. Then they brought Notre Dame in on this date instead of us, who we wanted to do on this date. They said they weren't getting back from England and a week wasn't enough time to recover from their trip overseas. Like, he explained that. It's like, and listen, he never had to respond to that.
Yeah.
He never had to answer nothing.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I did it, so what?
Well, the good news for Kentucky is, I mean, Juwan Howard worked really well going back to Michigan, and Kenny Payne worked really well here. And when you look back, Patrick Ewing going back to Georgetown worked really well. And, I mean, they've – pretty good track record. So I'm sure this will work. Yeah. Scott Frost was great. Hey, but maybe he'll be Brom, right? maybe he'll be.
There's only one.
Yeah. Maybe that'd be you, man. I don't know.
But see, the Brom thing, they had to go like Voltron, just between Jeff.
Well, he's the greatest human being to ever live.
And Brian and Brady. Yeah. They just like, arms.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he pisses excellence, so that's one thing. We got you want to get this phone call real quick. Eric, thanks for waiting on, man. What's going on?
Man, it's a great day.
Yeah,
it is a great day. We should send flowers to Barnhart.
Yep.
We've known for years he was a douche. He finally just did something douchey enough to just that is the greatest. It's a great day. And I'll be brief. But I remember when Calipari took the job and he had been doing interviews all day and he was like the last one, he was like at a public access. And the guy walks over, moves the camera, sits down and does a 10-minute talk to the camera, calm as a cucumber, and I'm like, oh, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. This dude is just cool as hell. So, two things I love. I love that they jumped the gun and picked Pope. That he's been in the tournament twice in 5 years and got swept first round. That's hilarious. Is that what you were looking for, first round sweeps? Because you got it. And then the next part is, you know, Calipari wanted to expand he wanted a new facility. Got a bunch of NBA players money to do that. And then Barnhart was like, no, and he spent all the money on all these other things. And that was it. At that point, done. Done deal. So they're going to miss all that NBA money, too, as well. And it's funny because you're talking, they've got a record that may never be broken. Like, if you look at how many NBA players, how could you ever top that? You know what I mean? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's like five times what anybody else has. So they really screwed themselves as far as, you know, all those NBA players, all that money. And, you know, thank goodness Calipari's gone. Go Cards. That's all I can tell you. Later, guys.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah. No, I mean, listen, I think that's how most people feel today. So,
I'm always going to be tickled just repeating all. Okay. You can go ahead and play us out, Chase. In the next hour, Steve, I'm going to ask for some prediction moments.
Okay.
Some prediction moments where you were going to say, this is what we knew was coming the day y'all let him go.
Yeah.
So just think about that during the break. Rolling along, 939 DeVille.